For joining me here for this special edition of Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio's Sunday Morning Meditation. I am your host, Maria Wall. As you all know, today is Easter Sunday, a very special day for so many people of faith who are celebrating across the world. And I know growing up, this was a day when people who may not usually come to church would show up today. Some were there to celebrate, while others were there to parade around in their brand new outfits. I cannot tell a lie. We all know this from growing up, but they were there in that house of worship. And maybe, just maybe, a few managed to find their salvation on this wonderful, wonderful day. This is a bit of an extended show because I really wanted to put some modern day perspective on what Easter is really all about. And I wanted to speak on a few of the Lord's seven last words. So find your favorite easy chair. It's 6 a.m. in the morning. Hopefully, your day has not begun to get too busy yet. So join me for this short time to just relax, relate, and release. And today is our day of renewal. We're going to welcome this rejuvenation. You know, God died on the cross for us. Jesus died on the cross for us so that all of our sins can be wiped away. This is our day. So with that said, we're going to jump right into our program. I promise you, I won't keep you too long, but long enough for us to get what we need. Sometimes people don't tell us what we want. They tell us what we need. And as always, the Sunday morning meditation comes to me at the most interesting times and in the oddest ways. I have cut back on the shows because I've been dealing with some health issues. And matter of fact, this weekend, my heart has been giving me a fit. I think that the stress that I've been under is starting to affect me, but I'm here with you today. Amen to that. So as I said, I want to put a modern day view on the crucifixion and some of the seven last words of Christ. The first one is from Mark 15:34, and it's the fourth word. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Add that to modern day. How many times do we feel that we've been forsaken? When we don't get what we want, when we want it. How many times have we felt like we were all alone when we're going through so many trials and tribulations? But in reality, God is with us. And I'm going to, this all works into the three words that I'll be talking about. But God is with us. When we go through these trials and tribulations, the one thing that we should get out of it is a lesson. That lesson is going to either teach us what to do if we come up against this same problem again, or like problem, or in addition to, it's going to make us stronger. And it's going to also help us to be aware so that we will not be in this type of situation again. God has not forsaken us. He hasn't forsaken me. And at night when I wake up with tremors and my heart is racing and my head is killing me, I think that maybe it's my last and final stand. But you know what? I'm okay with that. Because I've tried to live my life right, and I've been very tolerant of some very mean and nasty people. And I've done the best that I could do. So I'm okay with that. The question is, will you be okay with it? And I can say with all of my problems, and if you all follow the Healing Through Hurt show that airs on Saturday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, you'll know my story. And I know that my voice may not be at best, but when you have a heart that's on the fritz and a head that feels like it's ready to explode, and you can't breathe too well, it's a little bit taxing for me. But guess what? I'm still here, and I know that God is with me. And the next word that I want to talk about is the fifth word, John 19:28. That is, I thirst. You know how we all can't wait to sit down to dinner, or when we're hungry, we need to satisfy that hunger. But we can live several days without food. But that brings me to water. You know, we get baptized in the water. Water washes away the dirt on our bodies and all of the impurities. And it also washes away our sins. And it makes us brand new and refreshed. We feel fresh and new. You know, let me put this into a scenario for you. So many times we've said the old adage, I have a couple of fires to put out. Imagine a piece of steel. You know, it's forged in that hot fire. And when it comes out, it's glowing from that fire. It's glowing hot. And once it's immersed in the water, it comes out, it's cooled down. You see the steam rising from it, and it's cooled down, and it's become this hardened substance. It's hard, as they say, it's hard as steel, and in some cases harder than steel. But once it comes out of that water, it's something brand new, it's stronger, and it's able to stand up to so much pressure and weight. And this is the same for our life. We have to go to the water, immerse ourselves in that water, and come out clean. Remember, today is our day of renewal. He died on the cross for us and all of our sins. Today is our day to start off right and correct and fresh. Today is our day of renewal. So it's something to think about. When you quench this thirst, it's something wonderful. And you know, the definition of quench is to put out as in a fire, or to satisfy. When your soul gets satisfied, that's better than any steak or veggie burger or any type of vegan meal. It's better than any of that. When your soul is satisfied, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. It's a wonderful thing. And if you're interested today, I'm listening to the Rejoice CD by Eternity. It's a beautiful CD, and I thought it would be so appropriate for our show today. And we're going to move on now to the seventh word, Luke 23:46. Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. Bring it up to modern day. So many times we say, I'm going to take my problems to the Lord and leave them there, but do we really mean it? You have to commit your life to the Lord. And I'm not saying that we won't falter. I'm not saying that. Because once we reach that level of perfection, it'll be time for us to ascend and sit by his side. But we can be the best that we are able to be. And we are in control of that. So I want you to take it all to him and leave it there. He died to help remove these burdens, these sins. He died for us. When you take it there, you have to really leave it there. Believe it. Leave it and believe it. Believe that he has you. And he will have you. And don't expect things in your time or even my time. It comes in God's divine time. He died for us. Who are you willing to die for? Who are you willing to die for? Would you even die for yourself? There are not too many people that I've come across that could say yes with any honesty. But today is a very special day. It's Easter Sunday for those of you who are on your way to sunrise service. Amen. Have a blessed day. For those of you who are staying in today, hallelujah. Be blessed in the Lord. And for those of you who may not have a place to call your own, keep the faith. Thank you, Lord. You're still standing today. Maybe your day. Remember the gentleman who someone saw in the corner with the great radio voice? He was homeless and on drugs, destitute. And I saw him on television recently in his new home, and he seems to be doing well. And even then, it's an uphill struggle to keep him on the straight and narrow. So amen and amen. As always, you all know that I tend to wind down the show with my prayer for you, my prayer that you receive enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days, enough smiles to turn that frown that you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray each and every one of you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. Welcome to our guest. We're joining us today. Thank you so much for being here for this Easter sunrise session of Healing Through Her Talk Radio Sunday Morning Meditation. And I want to personally thank each and every one of you and those of you who have supported us through your gifts of encouragement, love, and also your monetary gifts, because you know, Healing Through Her Talk Radio and the Sunday Morning Meditation is sponsored by the Wall Foundation Incorporated. That is a 501c3 community and faith-based nonprofit here in Randallstown, Maryland. It still amazes me how we reach the world. We reach people all over. I get messages from all over the world. And sometimes people just leave me the nicest messages to tell me what my words have done for them. I do this because I'm compelled to do this, and I feel as though, had I not gone through all of the trials that I've had in the last few years, there would not have been a healing through hurt. There would not have been a Sunday morning meditation. There would not have been this Maria Wall touching so many people over the world in this particular way. I have a background in media, so I've touched people all over, but that was a different way. That was encouraging them to become all that they can be. Now I encourage you to be all that you know that you should be and walk by faith. So I've taken it to another level. And I've said this many times before. There's nothing like discovering why you were born to this earth. We weren't born here just to be drones. Each one of us has a particular purpose. So many of us live and die, and we never even attempt to discover what that purpose is, because we get complacent in the fact that we have a job and we think that we have arrived and we're making halfway decent salary. And that's all that there is to life. We get married, we have children in some cases. We get a job, we work, we grow old, we die. Each one of us has something else that we're here for. We make the choice to take that leap of faith and walk that path to find out what our true destinies are. We are in control. God gave us something called good sense and free will. So many of us tend to ignore those wonderful, wonderful qualities, but each of us is given this at different capacities, but we all possess these wonderful gifts from the Lord. So with that said, it's time for us to take our time to relax before our busy day and week begins fully. I'm going to play one song in its entirety for these last 11 minutes. It's going to be Because He Lives from the Rejoice CD by Eternity. I want you to close your eyes and let it all go. This is our day of renewal. This is our day of forgiveness. You know, someone asked me recently, how did I forgive my ex-husband and the neighbor who lives right in our backyard, practically at her mother and father's home? The bottom line is, that doesn't change the fact that my ex-husband is still a narcissistic sociopath. It doesn't change the fact that the Bible describes the neighbor in many ways. They are who they are or what they have become. The healing process comes from within me. If I did not forgive, I would be the one probably dead by now, because if my heart and my head is killing me and I'm having health issues now with personal stress, and it's remnants of dealing with being his wife and what he left me with in certain dire straits. But each day it gets a little bit better. But the stress is still there because I'm human. And believe you me, I've left it with the Lord, and the stress is nowhere near as bad as it was. But it's still there because it seems like I'm still getting daggers thrown at me. Bullets to my front and daggers to my back. So it's 1 minute at a time. But I'm still here. And I'm still doing the Sunday morning meditation. Although my heart feels like it could just give up at any moment. And my head feels even worse. I'm here with you because this is my destiny. I pray each and every one of you enough. Thank you so much for being here with me on Healing Through Hurt. Lie back, sit back, but find your comfortable, quiet spot. Close your eyes and say to yourself the names of people that you need to forgive. And say goodbye to hurt feelings that you've been dragging around for such a long time. Let it go. You have not been forsaken. Your thirst will be quenched. All you have to do is let go and let God. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I am your most humble and appreciative host, Maria Wall, wishing you all a most blessed and beautiful and happy Easter Sunday. Take the day with you throughout the week, the months, the years. And I pray, Lord willing, I'll see you back here again next week. But we're going to end our show with our quiet time to reflect, forgive, and relate with rejoice because he lives. I'm your host, Maria Wall. Have a blessed, blessed week and beyond.
How sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and joy he gives, but grace still.
Amen and amen. Go forth, forgive, love, and be blessed. This is Maria Wall, wishing you all a very, very happy Easter Sunday. Amen and amen.